Every year, election officials have to find poll workers. Nebraska solution? Draft them. Cassidy Arena from Nebraska Public Media explains how it works.
Joe Riseri works at the Douglas County Election Commission in Omaha.
I'm district supervisor, so I have several polls under me, so I make rounds to all the polls, resolve issues.
Riseri is currently a volunteer, but he didn't start out as one. He was drafted.
They were good enough to work with me and deferred until my kids were in high school, driving age. So immediately, when the youngest was 16, they contacted me, so they were all over it. They did a good job there.
Douglas County uses a jury-like draft to find poll workers on election days. Any registered voter who lives in the county may receive a letter in the mail requiring them to serve. In recent years, about half of the 3,000 general election workers in the county were drafted.
I would say most voters in Douglas County, probably their reaction is this for real?
Brian Cruz is the Douglas County Election Commissioner.
One of my best friends is the COO of a company, and one of his employees got this. And he called me up and he was like, is this for real? And I said, yes. And he said, can I get him out of it? And I said, no.
Voters here can't get out of the draft unless they're over 70 years old, don't speak English, or they take themselves off the voter rolls. And if they don't show up or don't answer that letter, they could face a misdemeanor charge. For election officials, the draft helps diversify its pool of workers. And Brandon Olson, Douglas County's election board coordinator, says they never struggle staffing the 207 polling places.
We try to get as many volunteers as we can still. We don't want to just go, okay, we're just going to draft everybody. That's not what we're doing. But it gives us a confidence that we aren't going to be worried about finding people.
I'm going to say it. I was geeking out. I was like, tell me more. I've heard about this in practice. I want to see it.
Carolina Lopez is the executive director of the Partnership for Large Election Jurisdictions. She hopes to see others implement a draft as well.
I think it could be so impactful for the elections community across the country. So definitely rooting for Douglas County and can't wait to see this in other places throughout the country.
Douglas County Commissioner Brian Cruz says some other jurisdictions have shown interest in the method, but he hasn't seen other states employ anything like it yet. Carrie Harris was drafted to serve in the primary election in May. All those who are voluntold have to serve not one, but four elections. She will serve in the November general plus two more before she completes her draft duty. Her service comes as some voters are questioning the election process.
I've learned a lot that I don't question the integrity of the election at all because I see everything that everybody has to go through to make sure that the right people vote and such. So I think it says a lot for the integrity of Douglas County.
Draftee turned volunteer Joe Riseri says he sees value in playing a role in the democratic process.
You're doing a justice for the people to vote and allowing them to vote and have a voice in the government.
As of now, the drafted election workers and volunteers have completed their online training, but they may still get one more letter telling them they're not needed for this election and to keep their mailboxes open for the next one. For NPR News, I'm Cassidy Arena in Omaha, Nebraska.